It's a shame how people in the black community who call themselves children of God, people who go to church, people who read the Bible, people who pray, people who's holier than thou, people who claim they have the Father in them. This is what they claim, not me. And these people support the Democratic Party. The same Democratic Party who's trying to promote late-term abortion. What child of God you know will support a party that support abortion, late-term abortion, that support everything that's against God? See, that's why people turning away from church. That's why people turning away from the Father, because of people who are hypocrites, people who claim to be children of God, but not really are a child of God because they have no discernment. If you vote Democrat and you believe everything the media says and you listen to the world, you're not a child of God. You're not supposed to be in this world. You're supposed to be out of this world as a child of God. And most of the people, especially in the black community, it's a lot of our people. I have a lot of people in my family. I love them. Good people. But they are so lost. And the crazy part about people being lost, it's one thing when you know you lost. Like me, I know it's some things I have to work on. I know my flaws. I know what area I'm slacking in. I know. But when you don't know, when you don't know what's going on, when you can't figure out what's going wrong and you don't have any discernment, it's sad, you know, and especially when you get a certain age. See, people think money is everything. Money is nothing. It's created out of nothing. Success doesn't measure you by fiat currency or properties that you could never own or businesses that's not even your business. What success is becoming a great person, loving the people around the world, fighting for the people around the world, and putting God first. Really putting God first. Not just saying it with your words, but your actions, how you love people, how you can relate to people, how you want to fight for those who can't fight for themselves, how you don't judge people, but you try to help lift them up, and you hope they will do the same for you, because we all need help. We all need help. So back to my point, the Democratic Party is the synagogue of Satan. And I challenge any minister, anybody who go to church, especially in the black community, stop calling yourself a child of God if you support these people. Because whether you recognize it or not, God is watching your actions, just like he watching my actions. When he give you the truth and he put people around you to educate you on what's going on and you reject that truth, you're pretty much rejecting God. And a lot of people in the black community, especially my parents' generation and their parents' generation, when God put people around them to deliver certain messages, they don't receive it. They don't receive it. A lot of people in our communities are following the wrong people. They following T.D. Jakes and all these big name ministers who don't love the community. If you think T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, and these big name ministers are really for God, you have a problem on your journey. You have a serious problem, because children of God will take the money that a lot of these ministers are getting and help the people. It will be for the people. You shouldn't charge people and make money off of God. I don't care what nobody say. People could argue with me all you want, but we're not here to make money educating people. We're not here to do that. No, we're here to help people, not profit off of them and look at them as an income, which a lot of these big ministers do and a lot of these churches do. We're not here for that. We're here to educate the people. So you don't need a pastor's appreciation day. It's not about you. It's about God. And that's the problem. A lot of people who claim to be children of God are not children of God. Their actions is not showing it. You have to have love in you. It's all about love and caring for the people, fighting for the people, trying to educate the people, trying to become a better person so you can help the people. And a lot of people not focused on that. If you're not focused on that, you're not a child of God. I'm sorry. You can say what you want. You can say when you go to church a million times a week and you pray and you this and you that. But if your actions doesn't show it, your action, I'm sorry, you're not. And if you vote Democrat, you stabbing God in the back, because what you fail to realize is a lot of the policies of the Democratic Party is not of God. And any minister who says it is, he leading you astray. And any minister who making money off of God to educate and minister to people, that's evil. You don't become a child of God and help the people to make money. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus didn't do that. He wasn't trying to make money and profit off the people and say, well, this is a blessing from God. No, it's not. Stop lying. If it was a blessing from God, everybody would be blessed who believed in God. So stop using people. Stop using people's ignorance to get the best of them. Stop. Real children of God is all about the people. You don't want a $1 million mansion when there's people out here who don't have a house. You don't want a $200,000-$300,000 car for your wife when it's people, it's women and men out here without cars. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people are just talking. I know I'm not perfect, but my way of thinking and the way I carry myself and my actions, I'm getting there. I love the people. You give me $100 million, I'm helping the people with that. I'm not focused on myself. See, when you have selfish ambitions and you have selfishness inside of you, that's evil. That's satanic. Children of God are selfless. Every day you think about how can you become better to help the people? Could I create a podcast? Could I write a book? Could I do music? Could I do YouTube videos? Could I get out here in the streets and feed the people who don't have nothing to eat? That's how you think every day. And if you're not thinking like that, you're not a child of God. And if you vote for the Democratic Party, only thing you doing when you go to church and you pray to God is putting on the front. Because God knows you don't represent him. Because when you represent God, you have discernment. And you know who is who. You know the ministers are wolves in sheep clothing. You know a lot of these politicians, especially the Democratic Party, who tell you what you want to hear, or the synagogue of Satan. That's what children of Satan are. Pretend to be so nice and so sweet, but really deep down are so hateful and so evil. So this is the message to the black community. The people who claim to go to church, the people who claim to be children of God. Stop saying that if you vote for Democrats. I'm sorry. If you vote for Democrats, and I'm not saying Republicans is the answer either, because I don't trust some of them either. But I know for a fact the Democratic Party is the synagogue of Satan. I apologize to any Democrat or any person who took this the wrong way. I'm not here to speak my opinion. My opinions will not save the people. My opinions will not help the people. Only the truth will help the people. And it ain't my truth. This is not my truth. All you have to do is pay attention to the Democrat policies. Pay attention to the actions of these Democrats. Pay attention. Don't, you know, it's not me. It's not for me. This is not just coming from me out of thin air. Like I just made this up on my own. It's the truth. It's not my truth. It's not your truth. It is the universal truth. These people are the synagogue of Satan. And like I said, when you believe in open borders, but you have a fence around your house, you have a door protecting people from the outside getting inside of your house, that's a border. So if you saying it's immoral to have a border to keep criminals out of our country and keep drug dealers out of our country and people who smuggling drugs and people who trafficking women and trafficking kids and doing all these different evils down there, and you saying that's immoral. Well, I guess God is immoral, because God doesn't have an open border policy. Everybody will not get into heaven. No, not everybody will get into heaven. So all these people who go to church who saying having a border wall and protecting your country and having security is immoral. Well, I guess you saying the same thing about God, because all of us are not getting into heaven. I hope I get into heaven. I don't even know if I'm getting into heaven, because it's up to the Father who gets in there. That's his kingdom. So people have to wake up to how a lot of these people speak. A lot of these people claim it's immoral, but they got security gates and security fences and all type of security codes and all different type of security technologies to keep people away from them. That's hypocrisy. If you really feel like it's immoral and you really want everybody to come to America, Democrats, won't you let some of these people into your house? A lot of them poor, a lot of them don't have anything. Since you're so nice and so sweet, and you such a good person, open your doors for them. But no, you won't. You won't do that. Because it's all just talk with you guys. That's what I keep telling you. A lot of you people don't understand. It's all about talk. That's all it's about. It's all about talk at the end of the day. These people really don't want to help nothing. They all about themselves. So if you can't pick up on that as a child of God, something is going on with you. People have to pick up on the truth. And only the truth shall set you free. And you receive the truth from God. Nobody else can help you or lead you to the truth besides God. And any person who calls themselves a child of God but don't receive the message, I don't know what to say about you. I'm not here to judge people. I'm not here to criticize people. Me speaking the truth, it's not making myself holier than thou. I'm not holier than thou. I have flaws. I have mistakes. I have things I have to work on. I do. I'm human like everybody else. But every day I wake up, every day while I'm at work, while I'm driving, whatever, regardless of what I'm doing, I think about how I could become a better person to help the people. I don't think about myself and just focus on myself. I think about how can I improve myself, get more knowledge, try to get more resources so I can help people around the world who needs the help. That's the difference. None of us is perfect. All of us have flaws. All of us make mistakes. None of us is perfect. None of us is holier than thou. But it's a difference between a person who don't care and a person who do care. And I do care. That's why I'm creating a podcast. That's why I'm doing YouTube videos. That's why I do music. That's why I do all these different things, so I can help to educate the people. That's what it's about. Educating the people and uniting with the people. That's what it's all about. So if people don't understand that, if people want to criticize people like me for speaking the truth and attack me for speaking the truth, you have a serious problem. Because like I just told you, I'm not saying I'm holier than thou, but I'm not evil. It's a difference between a person who's making mistakes and who have flaws and a person who has evil ambitions. People who have evil in mind. I don't have evil in mind. I don't want to destroy people. I don't want to attack people. I don't want to go after people. I don't want to even expose people. But as children of God, we have to expose ourselves, number one, and we have to expose the evil that's taking place around the world. When you're not doing that, you are a part of the evil. So it's our job as children of God not to act like we're perfect, but to educate the people on what's going on around the world. And we don't have enough people in the black community, especially, that's doing that. Everybody is out for self. Everybody you talk to is out for self. Everybody. People don't have the love of people when they wake up every day. So if you don't have love for the people and you don't think about how you can help the people? You're not a child of God. So that's the that's what separates me from a lot of the people who want to criticize and attack me. I want to help the people. I want to become a better person. I'm not denying my flaws. I'm not running away from some of my sins and acting like they don't exist. I can expose anything about me, anything. And that's a child of God. A child of God speaks the truth and is honest. A child of God is not holier than thou. Whoever feel like that, you're wrong. Because the only one who's holier than thou is the Father. None of us is even as great as the Father to be holier than thou. So that's, we got to be down to earth and we have to be humble. And that's what I'm doing. So I'm showing you the difference between a person who have flaws and a person who make mistakes and a person who do sin, but loves the people and want to change and can recognize the sins and the flaws and mistakes and try to address it and expose it with other people besides a person who don't. So that's the, we're dealing with different type of people in this world. And I'm one of the people. I fall short. I fall victim to a lot of different things every now and then also. But the difference is I have love for the people. 24/7, I think about what I can do for the people. And that's how we have to think as children of God. None of us is going to be holier than thou. But when we make mistakes and we commit a sin, we need to address it and understand we're going to pay for that and move on. We have a job to do. We have a duty to do as children of God. We have to help the people. And if you don't see that as a child of God, if you don't feel that in your heart that it's your job to help the people and love the people and have the people back and support the people and do whatever it takes to become a better person so you can do that, you're not there yet. You know, you need to, you know, you're not there yet, because all children of God think the way I think. So I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just educating you on the truth. And the truth is not my truth, not your truth. You know, this podcast is facts over feelings. You know, we don't speak feelings. We don't put our feelings into the microphone. We put facts into the microphone. If it's not a fact and we can't prove it, I'm not going to even speak it. So it's a fact that the Democratic Party is the synagogue of Satan. And I'm just trying to educate my brothers and sisters of God to wake up and don't listen to me. Do your research. Pay attention. If you haven't paid attention to the Democratic Party, start paying attention and you'll understand what I'm saying. I love y'all, and I hope y'all have a good day. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.